Our next storyteller has had some issues with that authority. His story comes to Snap from the This Is Actually Happening podcast with some close Snap judgment.
I was working. I was a flow manager for Target, you know, getting paid, going to work, coming home to my family, and, you know, doing what a man's supposed to do. Just so happened, when we getting off work, because I was working graveyard from 8 at night to 8 in the morning, and that morning I was getting off work, and I'm walking out to my truck, and they was robbing the store next door to Target, where I was working at. I hear the gunshot. I'm finna run back over to this building. But me not knowing, I'm running to where they shooting, where the bullets is actually coming from. That's when I got hit. And I remember the ambulance coming, the police coming. I remember the officer asked me what happened. I'm like, man, I'm shot. Get me to the hospital. Who shot me? I ain't did nothing to nobody. Just lay still. So I'm going ballistic. I'm trying to get home to my wife. And I'm cussing him out. So then the officer tells me, just calm down. I'm like, I'm trying to calm down. And then as I'm talking, I see it's getting dark. Everything just went black. The very last word I said to the officer, why y'all turn the lights out? It's daytime. We ain't turned out no lights. The only thing I knew was blackness. That's the only thing I saw. And I was in a whole new world. When I wake up again, I'm in the morgue. I'm laying flat out on the table, and I'm looking around. Then I feel coldness, and I look. I have no type of clothes. The only thing I have is my birthday suit on, if you know what I mean. That's all I got. I'm laying on a steel table. They got like one of them roller cart tables right next to that table with different assortments of knives, saws, and tools, and all that stuff. And they had a tag thing wrapped around my toe. And I know if they got the tag on your toe, you supposed to be dead. So I'm like, wait a minute, they thinking I'm dead? Seriously? How can I be dead? And the one that cut you open in the morgue, he standing over me, and he like this close to me, to my stomach, to getting ready to cut me open. So I raise up. I'm like, who are you? What are you doing? Where am I at? And he took off running. So I get up, walk up out the morgue, and I'm walking to the hospital butt naked. Everybody looking at me crazy. I'm like, why y'all looking at me crazy? What am I doing? Where am I at? What am I doing here? Next, I hear, we have a dead man walking around the hospital. We have a dead man walking around the hospital with no clothes on. So I'm like, where the dead man at? So I'm tripping now. I'm ready to run. Everybody's scared. I mean, wouldn't nobody come close to me in that hospital? It's like they frozen in time. They just stuck. But they staring at me. As I know, I got all these security guards grabbing me. He's standing me, trying to put me back on a gurney. You're dead. What are you doing? I'm like, if I'm dead, how can I be talking to you? Say, you was brought here in a body bag. You was in the morgue. Your family already know. Y'all told my family I was dead. Your family was there when they pronounced you dead. I'm like, okay, but I'm not dead. So can I go home? I heard one nurse say, I ain't never in my life seen somebody be down in the morgue for 4.5 hours. And all of a sudden, they come walking up out the morgue. I ain't never seen that happen. I mean, they just looked at me like, I'm not there, you know, like you're watching a scary movie. But I don't know, they looking at me this way. I'm looking at them crazy, trying to feel, why am I here? Can we get you to just stay in this room so a doctor can come and check you out? I'm like, okay. I said, y'all was trying to kill me. He said, no, they was finna cut you open. That's why you got that scar on your stomach. I'm like, scar? So I look, and it was a scar there. So I'm like, can I go home now? He said, yeah, can we just call somebody to come and get you? Because we don't want you driving. Matter of fact, I don't stay too far, I can walk. Say, no, sir. We don't want you doing that. I'm like, my vital signs seem to be very good to me, my heart beating. I'm talking, I'm walking, so I'm alive. I'm gone. I'm finna get up out of here. When I walked out the door, then I, arms, hands from every direction grabbing me. Tell me, you can't leave, you can't leave. You have to see a doctor. I ain't see a doctor for what? Doctor just tried to kill me. What am I see a doctor for? I'm going home. He said, well, are you able to walk? I said, I was doing good till y'all grabbed me. He said, we can't force you to do nothing. I said, good, get your hands off me. I walked out the hospital. So I'm walking down the street. I'm walking down the street butt naked. Got almost to the house, and two police stopped me and asked me, why was I walking down the street naked with no clothes on? I said, because I just got to the hospital, they tried to kill me. They actually started laughing. They said, a hospital trying to kill you? I said, yeah. Why would they try to kill you? I said, I don't know. I know I got shot, and I was taken to the hospital. And when I woke up, this guy got a saw thing trying to cut me open. So now can I go home? He said, yeah, but you don't have nothing to put on? I'm like, no. He said, well, we got some extra shirts. Man, I'm not putting on a police shirt, and you're not going to give me no ride. I said, I'll stay a couple houses down. I said, okay, well, we're going to follow you, make sure you make it home so you don't get harassed by another officer. I said, okay, thank you. But now, bye, I'm gone. When I get home, I knock on the door. My daughter opened the door, and my daughter, just soon as she saw me, she passed out. And then when she hit the floor, I'm trying to rush and catch her. So at this time, my wife coming around the corner out the kitchen, coming to the front door, because we never allowed our daughter to open the door before. When my wife come in, I'm bent down over my daughter, finna pick my daughter up and put her on the couch. And when I raise up, my wife see my face, and she just stuck. She's like, no, 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 that, no. She come grab me and start twisting my skin, trying to see what she's dreaming. I'm like, ouch, that hurt. She fainted. I'm like, oh, hell no. What does it take? So I get her, pick her up, put her on the other couch. So I go in the room, get me some clothes, go in and take me a shower, get dressed, then I come back out. Both of them be sitting up now, staring towards the bathroom. Okay, what happened? I say, you tell me. She say, they pronounce you dead right there on the scene. You got shot 5 times. They wasn't shooting at you. You happened to walk out and got caught in a crossfire. After you got shot, you still trying to run for cover, but you didn't make it. I'm like, what are you talking about? How can I get shot 5 times? I remember getting hit once, baby. The police and then the people who saw, who eyewitnessed, they gave us the whole information. Your stomach looked like you was 9 months pregnant, like you finna have a big baby. I'm like, okay, for real. So she said, yeah. Contacted all the family. So when it's time for the funeral, everybody be there. But now you here. Now we gotta change all this around. I said, well, you better hurry up and do that because I am not dead. And I never want to go to the hospital again because they tried to kill me. See, they didn't try to kill you, baby. Listen to me. I'm not going to lie to you. They did not try to kill you. Okay, so I got down on my knees and I kissed the ground and started praying, thank you, God. Because apparently it wasn't my time.
Big love and good health to everyone involved. That piece was adapted from Whit Misseldine's podcast, This Is Actually Happening, which features stories about what happens when everything changes. You can listen on their website or subscribe to their podcast on iTunes. I suggest you do that.